It's not really Shabbos HaGadol this week. Al Tzalocha, it's not Shabbos HaGadol. But the minig already from the Maril, for the Kadmoinim, is to treat it like Shabbos HaGadol Lagabi the Drosha. Even though the Orach HaShulchan machzavek with it. The Orach HaShulchan, not Chas V'Sholom to be Chaylik on the Maril, but the Orach HaShulchan says, today, the drushes are focused on Machshove and Divrei Agoda. He says, everybody has a Rav to ask. We spoke about this in the Halacha Shirim. He says, everybody has a Shaila, as a Rav. It's a different world. It's not the Shoilim V'Dolshim. And therefore, today, the Iker, the Rav is there, Ma'ira, people, Machshove, Hashpos, Hachag. And that, Avada should be Mamish, Erev Pesach. This year it should be Yudal Ado. I'm holding poem still. Right? Yudal Nisan. It should be Mamish Bizmanu. That's what the Orach HaShulchan takes on. Still in all, Minig Yisrael is not like the Orach HaShulchan. Minig Yisrael, most Futsis Yisrael, is Hagam that next week is Shabbos HaGadol, Lagabi Hagode, Lagabi Piyutim, Lagabi Avada, Lagabi the Haftorah. But the Rav Darshan's this week. Grada, for me, it works out very well not to go like the Orach HaShulchan. Because I'm not here for whenever Erev Pesach comes on Shabbos, I'm not here. The Kehillah wouldn't be very happy. They wouldn't have a Shabbos HaGadol Drosh. But, so it works out. So I'll share with you a machshove on the parasha that connects to Inyon HaDayim of Pesach as well. And this is a machshove I had, this Nakuda. The coup de Daka, I had also last night, I'm getting this, maybe it's with the old age, getting it, I got it in my sleep. Lately I get more chaloim, so I don't think it's a good simon, but it's okay, it's not bad. It's better than to dream about other things. Another, I had a new machshove of what the chashiva se'inyan of Zechiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim is, besides for the obvious reasons that's found in the Rishonim. Besides for the obvious reasons. So this week's parsha starts with the Rebbeinu Shem calling Moshe Rabbeinu b'loshon chiba, v'yikro. Hamod nezach, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't want that it should say v'yikro. Machmas anvosenusoi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is unbelievable anivus, he doesn't want that it should say v'yikro. V'yikro is a loshon chiba. Hashem is calling to you. It's a special loshon chiba. Moshe doesn't want that. He doesn't want to use the Lashon Chiba. The Rebbeinu Shem allows him to be memayat a little bit with the Aleph Zira. That's the small Aleph. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want it should be any different than Lahavdil Elif Havdolos. Bein Atomi, Bein Ator, Bein HaKredish, Ubein HaChoyl, to Bilam HaRosha. It says Vayikor. Hashem met him, Kilu. You know, not a Lashon Chashivas. Quite mind-boggling that Moshe Rabbeinu is looking for such a lashon. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wants. But Lamaisa, the Rebbeinu Shem, for some reason over here, is showing special chibah to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Medrash Rabbah gives us a little bit of an insight. Why over here? What's the Lashon Chiba over here? The Medrash doesn't ask it. I'm just telling you. Mitoich Divrei HaMedrash, we can understand why Hashem is showing Moshe this special Ava V'Chiba now. The Medrash says as follows. A Peladik Medrash. The Medrash says that HaKol Eviyu Nidvosim L'Mishkan. This is a Medrash Rabbah right here, beginning of the Parsha. Oizvov. They all brought the Nadavas to the Mishkan, all Klal Yisrael. Zok the Medrash, Shahoysa Nafshoi Shol Moshe Aguma Olav. Moshe Rabbeinu was distraught. He was distraught. What was he distraught over? Very strange. Hakol Eviyu Nidvosan L'Mishkan Omar. Moshe Rabbeinu said, everybody brought Nadavas to the Mishkan, and me not. And I didn't bring. Tani Lo Hevesi. Sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I'm the only man out. Could you imagine? I'm the only one who didn't bring a nedava to the Mishkan. Only me. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha Diburcha Chaviv Ala Yoyser Min HaKoyel Shemikulam Leko HaDibur El Ola Moshe Vayikra El Moshe Adkan Divrei HaMedrash Peldik HaMedrash. What was a Peldik HaMedrash? Forgetting what Hashem really, what exactly Hashem meant when he said Diburcha Chaviv Ala, whatever that means, right? Baruch Mordechai Zrachi Zatzal is all Arichas in the Sefer on Chumash. What's Diburcha? What does it mean? Forgetting what it means, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's question? So give! You know how many people tell me they feel bad they missed this year? So stop feeling so bad. Come! I feel so bad. I feel terrible. I'm always missing Shira. My mom feel terrible. Stop feeling bad. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hakol Eviyu, everybody brought. Anoshim, Noshim, everybody. Vani lo yevesi. So bring. And Baruch Hashem doesn't tell him, so bring. Baruch Hashem tells him, Diburcha is chaviv alai. What's to tzachta? So l'chayra we see clear. That Moshe had a cheshbon why he couldn't bring. He shouldn't bring. Right? He felt bad that he shouldn't bring, but he knew he shouldn't bring. But that's what's missing in the Medrash. That the Medrash doesn't tell us. That's the secret. The secret is, why Taka? Why didn't Moshe bring? Moshe didn't bring means Hashem didn't want him to bring. Hashem didn't want him to bring, that's why he felt bad. And many of the reasons found in the Gedolei HaParshonim are all pleas, pleas Gedolei. The most famous reason is that the Mishkan is a kapara for the chet of the Egel. And Moshe had nothing to do with the Egel, so he couldn't bring. Almost if you want to try to make a dimyan to Seder Kodshim, we know most karbonis you could bring Benedova. You could bring an oil Benedova, you could bring a shlomim Benedova. But you can't bring a chatas Benedova. Chatos has to come for kapor, it has to come for, you have to be chayev chatos. So if you wanted to make a dimyan to this teretz that some of the achroinim give, ki'ilu, the Mishkan was like a chatos egel. And Moshe, no shaykhs to that. And no shaykhs to that. So he couldn't bring. If that would, first, forgetting that the dimyan is very shver. The whole Mishkan was in a dove, a nidvas liboy. The whole Mishkan was based on a Divas Halev. So the whole thing is Minei Ubei, not acceptable. But if we would make believe that we understand it, if we would make believe we understand it, right, Ki'ilu, we understand it, we would still have a Pella. So that's what you feel bad about? Imagine, Hoiru Bezdin, that chaylev, certain type of chaylev is mutter. You have a whole Maseches Chayrius about that. Right? And Gantz Klal Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, followed Bezdin's erroneous psak. And there was one chacham that knew better. And he's not part of the Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibur. Imagine you meet the guy in Beis Medrash, this Chochem Gadol, the Reb Chaim Knievsky, and he's sitting in Beis Medrash, you see he looks distraught. You say, Tayyar Reb Chaim, what are you distraught about? Kulam Eivu Chachatus Chelev, Ani Lo Yevesi. What's it, Apurim? Apurim? What's it? For that you feel bad? If that's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring, for that he feels bad? He should be engulfed in glory. He should mamish be ashrei chelki that I didn't partake in the chet of the egel azol. Apella. How could Chazal tell us shehoisa nafshei shel Moshe aguma olav? Imagine how sad he was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a shvuah. Chayecha shedibur chachaviv alai. Your words are more chaviv by me. Rabbi said, this is a Medrash Pliya. This is a, I crowned it a Medrash Pliya. It's not a Medrash Pliya. So, that's Aleph. Beis, Rashi brings down that what's the Lamar? Because if you look at the Pasuk, the Lamar here is redundant, right? Normally, Lamar means to say over the Klal Yisrael, right? But here, the Rabbanu Shem calls to Moshe Lamar, and then it's Dabel B'nai Yisrael. So the Lamar here is, the Lamar is a shtickle redundant. So Chazal tell us that there was a separate message. Moshe Rabbeinu was conveying to Klal Yisrael a separate message. What was the message he was conveying to them? B'shvilchem, Divrei, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, Mamish Divrei Kvushim. You should know, B'shvilchem Hashem is Nedaber Imi. Because of you. Because of you, Hashem converses with me. My connection to Hashem is because of you. B'shvilchem. So we hear it's talk a beautiful message. Talk a beautiful message. Calls man she Klai Yisrael nizayfim. When Klai Yisrael are in nizifa, so Moshe is also in a shtickle state of nizifa. Leich reid kishiches amcha. We understand, but why here? Why here? This lachayr is after the chet ha'egel. They taka with nizifa. Hashem did us tremendous chesed. He was Salachti Kidvarecha. He allows us to have a Mishkan. And now the Rabbanu Shalom says, in this matzav, the Rabbanu Shalom comes and he says, B'shvilchem. Moshe Rabbeinu should have told us that by Matan Torah. Vayeir Hashem Alohor, when Hashem comes down to the mountain, Moshe should have told us when we are on our height, you should know who you are. Klal Yisrael, B'shvilchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to talk to me. Now we get the super duper crown. Now he tells us you should know how choshev you are. Now we have to the Chet Ha'egel. You're lucky you still have your, you know what I mean? You're lucky you're still standing. So instead of telling us you're lucky you're still standing, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Divrei Kvushim, B'shvilchem, Mamish, you. Why? Why now? What's the pshat in them? I'm Shapella. I think that we could say here a parsha to Yisoy based on this fascinating Yismach Moshe. And this was the gedank that I had mitoich shinosi last night. That could be that this is the hezbel. One of the Hezberim, what we have to think about when we're Marach and Marach of the Yiriya to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's one of the big lessons to learn about with Yitzias Mitzrayim? Rather, last Shabbos, I spoke about a Yisoid from Rabbi Yankovin. We spoke about the whole idea, the Mishkan first, the Kalim first, Machloikis Moshe B'tzal. I told the Elam of a Gvaldik Echidish from Reb Chaim Briskel. I heard this from a Talmud of the Briskerov directly, that there was a choshev and machaber that came to Reb Chaim for askom on his sefer on Chumash. Reb Chaim Briskel looked at the sefer. Taka had a lot of it. It's a very nice sefer. He's ready to give him askom. He said, but I saw one vort there that in order to get my askom, you have to take the vort out. If you take that vort out, then I'll give you askom. So he told him which vart. Said, you had a whole hezbro over there, machloikis Moshe and Bezalel. What Bezalel held and what Moshe held. He was showing me lahalach. You know, he was showing how each one has a shita. You know, Moshe shita and Bezalel shita. So he said, Reb Chaim Briskel said, nishdo azazach via machloikis mit Moshe Rabbeinu. That means that in real lifetime, b'shas. When Moshe was giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, when he was teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael, avada it could be a shock of a tari with Moshe Rabbeinu. But lemaskone, there's no such thing as a machloikis with Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, this you have to take out. So the guy told him, what do you mean? In the Seder HaDoiris, it's brought down with Rabbeinu Tam and machloikis, Rabbeinu Tam, with Moshe Rabbeinu, whole thing. He said, that's also a toss. Then he told him, there's a Ponim Yofis in Chumash. The Ponim Yofis brings down what Moshe held, what Bezalel held, Beis Shammayim, Beis Hillel, Ahin, and Ha'el. He wasn't Mispoch B'chaim. He said, either you take it out, or I know Haskama. You know what the guy did? This is why I heard straight from the Talmud of Bris Karov, Rabbi Yeruchim. The guy said, okay, I'm keeping it in and Kol Tov. Taka didn't get Reb Chaim's Haskama. He didn't want to take it out. He didn't want to take that piece out. So I don't, Rabbi Yeruchim held that this is a tipshis. How do you give up Haskama from Reb Chaim? I felt otherwise. I felt that if that person felt that this is a chashuv machshava, and he felt based on the Ponim Yofis and based on the other Kadmoinim, you're allowed to explain a theoretical machloikis. So he felt this Melamed Torah Yisrael is part of his Sefer. So he gave up the covet of having Haskama from Reb Chaim in order to be Melamed Torah Yisrael. I didn't look at it like a negative. I'm still not going to tell you the name of the person because somebody could look at it negatively, but I didn't look at it negatively. I know who he was referring to, the Sefer, and I don't look at it negative. I don't think I want to be Mabitzta. He put out a Sefer to be Mabitzta. He didn't put out a Sefer to get covered. He put out a Sefer to get covered in his Takatipshis. What an idiot. Take one Varda out and have a B'chaim Zaskome. It's much more Choshev. But if Takalish, Mistame Gemen, I'm a Chabal Lishmo. So I'm going to get the Varda. Yes. Yes. Plenty of Askomes. But Reb Chaim would have been the crown. The crown. Lamaisa, the Untish Teshuri is, so we were discussing then what Moshe, what Bezalel held, meaning forgetting what the Machloikis was, it seems that whatever Bezalel was saying, Moshe also heard. That's the end of the day. Moshe said, yes, I taka heard that Bezalel kelo Yisa. So we went through what the Shock of Atari was. And I made a dimion based on Rabbi Yankov's Atzal, Rabbi Yankov's Vort, and the Chassam Sofer, that it was a question of the Yechidei Yisrael, that were mamish the forgotten people, because it says Moshe forgot what he did with some of the Shkolim. Whose Shkolim did he forget? Which one of those 1,774, who did he forget? It says he forgot, then he remembered. What happened? What was the Shock of Ataria? So Biankov discussed about this Barichas, that we know Klai Yisrael were actually 603,550, not 600,000. We always say 600,000, 600,000. When you look at the Minyan, it was 603,550. So what happened to this? We don't talk about them. It's a Mefurish HaPasuk. We don't talk about them. But more so, the Achronim ask, a Rishus HaRabim Darais has to be like the Diglei Midbar. Right, according to some Rishonim, you need 600,000. You should need 603,550. Why 600,000? The Rishonim will hold, you need 600,000. If you're like Rashi, many Ashkenazish poiskim, right? So you should need 603,550. So based on the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yankov Zatzal, many others said that these 300,000 550, who are they? They were the ones that were the nidochim, they were chutz l'machane. They were the diyuta tachtoina. They taka weren't in the machane. Vayizanev b'cho kol ha-nechasholu macharecho. Memele taka machane Yisrael was 600,000. And that's why Moshe forgot about those. What taka did I do with those shkolim? It's exactly the number. If you take the number of 3,550. You divide it in half. It's exactly the shkolim that Moshe didn't know what he did with, and it turned out what he did with them. They would evolve in lamudim. They would tackle what they were used in the outside the Mishkan. They represented the ones that gave it. Right, but what's the Musa Haskel? The Musa Haskel is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him you have to remember them. They are part of Klal Yisrael. They're needed for the Mishkan. Those, even the Yuta Tachtoina, the Yuta Tachtoina of Klal Yisrael. So I want to tell you like this. Avadi Yitzias Mitzrayim, I don't have to say it again now. We say it every year. And probably I'll say it another 100 times over Pesach because We say it a million times. It's in our blood. It's Yetzer Mitzrayim is Emunah. Emunah with the Rishonim, with the Ramban. To realize everything is from the Ribono Shel Olam. Avada. Avada doesn't the bosses from Yetzer Mitzrayim. But what I thought about last night, B'Torah Shinasi, was that there's another lesson, Choshev, a lesson of a Cheshivas of talking so much about Yetzer Mitzrayim. And that connects to the Yismach Moshe in this week's parasha. The Yismach Moshe says, what's pshat in this whole thing with the korbanos? The Rishonim ask, well, what's the tachlis of this? You shech the korban, you spritz the blood. Ki ludoma in Israel, ki ludos. Well, what the poor animal do? And forget the poor animal, because that you could say you're being mila the animal. You're lifting up the animal by giving it an opportunity to be on the mizbeach. How does that connect to you? Now you should look at it now. Kilu domo in Israq to Rishonim say, like your blood is. How do you go ahead here? How do you attach this? See, Yismach Moshe has a very profound thought. The Yismach Moshe says, Adarabba, the lesson from here is, Kol ma shebora kodesh bochu boilomoy loibora ela bishvilenu. The biggest honor of all time, Hillel, who bedoyre was like Kemoshe bedoyre, said, Chayiv adam loimar bishvili nivroilom. Imani kan akol kan. That's an honor? That's humility. The teretz is, a person has to realize an achrayus. If the Eibishter created everything for you, if the Eibishter did all of this for you, it puts such achrayus on you. So when the animal is shechted, and you know, the animal didn't, you were mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, not the animal. You ate chaylev b'shoigig, not the animal. Yeah, but the animal's here for me. Zokti Yismach Moshe, that shows you an achrayus. And when you feel a sense of achrayus, it lifts up everything that you do. You don't live a life of hefkeris when you realize the achrayus, when you realize how much was done for you. You don't feel like you could just cop out. Right? If your boss comes over to you tomorrow and he tells you, you know what, I'm giving you $1 million raise. Right? Your next order is not, I'm taking off tomorrow. You know, tomorrow it's a nice day. Well, hammock, tomorrow hammock. Next day, boating. He gave you $1 million. You come the next day, 6 o'clock in the morning, you daven l'sikin, you come and you go, what can I do for you? Because you feel like riot. And that's normal. If you wouldn't be like that, you'd be subhuman. You bring a korban, and the korban is noise ba'oil, what you did. That shows you the achrayas. That will help you next time not to be mechal Shabbos b'shegi. You realize the achrayas. You realize the achrayas. And that's the point of that's the holy side. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu starts the Sefer of Teres Kayanim, which is here to teach us how you misakan your averis. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you have to know, B'shvilchem unidaber imi. Because of you, Klal Yisrael. Because of you, Hashem talks to me. You look at Moshe. Moshe says, me? You know what? You know why Hashem talks to me? Because of you. And if you look at it, Hashem talks to Moshe because of us, you have a hold of an achrayas. You have a hold of a responsibility. That's the hakdoma to Teres Koyanim, to realize how important you are. How much Hashem does for you. That's the takeaway. That's the biggest shmirah of a chet. When you realize what? Kemen Zogen Efsher. That's why Hashem orchestrated it. They're a little bit different than the Goyen. The Goyen's brother of Avram, the Ach Hagro, Rabbeinu Avram, he says, why Taka didn't Moshe donate? He says, Moshe didn't donate. He says like almost a Kabbalistic concept. He says, Moshe was so mechubber to the Shechina that loy hoya loy midilei klum. He had nothing to give. He was so connected to the Shekhinah, there was nothing. The idea of a nedava means I'm giving from myself something to the Mishkan. There was nothing. Moshe didn't look that he has anything to give the Rabbanu Shalom. But again, that's not the Mashmoy Samedrish, because that would, I would have the same kasha. For that, it's Nafsho Yagumol. The Teretz is, Moshe Rabbeinu made a self-sacrifice. His sacrifice was that Klal Yisrael should not think that the Ashras Hashchina in the Migdosh is because Moshe put in a Matbeya here. Because Moshe's money, Moshe's the one that made this Mishkan worthy for the Shechina. No. Moshe Rabbeinu's Bishvilchem unedaber imi, part of the Bishvilchem was he didn't even participate in the Mishkan. The Shechina came down to a structure that I don't even have a dime in this structure. I have nothing in this structure. Well, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's cover. And the Baruch Hashem was masking them. And the Baruch Hashem told him, you should know, your dibur with Klal Yisrael, you're giving over to Klal Yisrael, your message to Klal Yisrael is more chavav than whatever the donation would have been. Well, you're telling Klal Yisrael, by not giving, your message to Klal Yisrael is chavav alai more than all the donations. But that was Moshe's nafshei agumolov. So I think part of chazering over the Yetzias Mitzrayim again and again and again and going through details, I think one of the, besides, of course, to mechazek our emunah, of course, that's the aleph base. But I'm telling you, part B. Part B, we could say, is like this. And I'll just end with this. I have to finish Shas for Sunday. The Satmar Rebbe, Zechat Tzadik Levroche, has a gewaldige yisoid. Gewaldige yisoid. The yisoid that he says is like this. He says, if you look at the second bracha, we start with Kiddush, right? We don't really make a bracha rishon on the Haggadah, which is a separate, not for now, discussion. And then we make a bracha at the end of the first part of the of Magid, before Shulchan Aruch. That bracha that we make at the end, some rishonim hold actually that's a bruch, that itself is the Birchas HaMitzvah. There's a Shitas HaGaonim like that. Whatever, it's not for now. Maybe Shabbos will have time to talk about that. But l'mayis, it's a good kasha that we make the bracha instead of over lasi, we make the bracha afterwards according to the Goyim. But the bottom line is, it's a very interesting nusach ha-bracha. When we start the Haggadah, we seem to say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take our fathers out of Mitzrayim, hare onu v'neinu v'neinu mishubad mayinu. Right? So basically, our connection to the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is because if Hashem didn't take them, we would still be there. We would still be there. So then, if that's the case, the bracha that we make at the end of Magid should be like this: Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Goalas Avoseinu Mitzrayim Ugalonu, redeemed our fathers, and because He redeemed them, we're also free. But that's not what we say in the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Goalonu, You redeemed us. The goal of Yisraelim in Mitzrayim. What's the tzachta? Zok the Satmar Reb, Reb Yelush, an unbelievable word. A moiridike word. He says, the Dor Deya could have done exactly what they told Pare. The Dor Deya, they could have gone Derech Shlosh Yisyomim, they could have maybe had a Kriyas Yamsuf if they wanted. He doesn't say this, I'm just saying. They could have been Mekabel the Torah. They could have stayed in Mitzrayim. And it would have been okay. They would have managed. Narvaz, we wouldn't be here. When the Eibishter was Goyal Avoseinu Mitzrayim, He looked at us. He looked Tov Shin Pei Hei. He looked at us. And He said, I'm going to take them out so there should be Einaglach and Ur Einaglach. They should be able to be there. That means what he's saying basically is, we always understand, they would have fallen to Shaar Nun, they would have, Zok the Sam Rebbe name. There was a way to help the Dor Deya without making a early Yetziah completely. But the Rebbeinu Shlom did it for us. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Ge'olanu. He was looking at us. And looking at us, he was Gaal Avoseinu Mitzrayim. He looked at us and he redeemed them. So we have to not feel just like we're a koyach sheni, like we say in Shabbos, you know, koyach sheni is called a gomer, you're not, it's a secondary. We're not secondary. We're primary. We're primary. When Memela does is that could be a chelik of kolamabul asapa b'tzis mitzayim is tzushtel to apply it. The chayv on emlis is asmi kilu yotzmi mitzayim is to appreciate. Hashem did this for me. Bav was also Hashem li. And what's the purpose of that? That will raise your achrayas to be a real eved Hashem. If you think about what the Rabban Hashem did for you, that raises your elevation of being an emes eved Hashem. Agud Shabbos.